And now a story about the other end of education, kindergarten. When is a child ready to start kindergarten, and who should decide? In most places, the state not only decides, it mandates that a child begin school by a certain age, usually 5. Well, now the state of Maryland has become the first state to require that all schools screen children to make sure that they are ready for kindergarten. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports from Baltimore.
So what is it about kindergarten these days that makes educators and parents so anxious?
Today is Sunday, Sunday chicken.
Well, it's not all fun and games anymore. This kindergarten class at Shady Springs Elementary in suburban Baltimore is full day. It's split into two groups. Don DeHart has 17 children, Stacy Franklin has 18. They share a big room cluttered with small tables and bookshelves. There are piles of games and puzzles everywhere, and artwork, lots of artwork. But make no mistake, the pressure on the state's public education system to raise academic standards and test scores begins here in kindergarten.
First word is house.
House!
Good job, you guys are good listeners.
These 4 and 5-year-olds are expected to have a firm grasp of the alphabet, be able to connect sounds to letters, and figure out the formation of words. Developmentally, says Mrs. Franklin, some of her kids are not ready for this.
Even their social ability to get along, when I say developmental, can they sit still? Do they understand the concept that they have to raise their hand, concept of sharing? And I think that just comes with being a little bit older and having a little more self-control.
How much older, though? Ever since her daughter's dreadful experience in kindergarten, Bonnie Wesselhoff has questioned the prevailing view that just because a child reaches a certain age, she's ready to start school. Her daughter Emily certainly wasn't ready when she started kindergarten here at 4 years, 10 months of age.
She had a real personality change. She had been very outgoing. And when she started kindergarten, she became very withdrawn and shy.
For a long time, Maryland was the only state in the country that allowed children to start kindergarten as young as 4 years and 8 months. Now that kindergarten is harder academically, the state wants all children to start at age 5. But is that old enough? To help answer that question, Maryland has set out to create what state education officials call a uniform readiness policy. This year, schools began screening children based on physical development, social and personal development, language and literacy, arts, mathematical thinking, scientific thinking, and social studies. It's absolutely necessary to do this, says Nancy Grasmick, Maryland State Superintendent of Education.
The world has changed. Our competition is international, and when I visit other countries, I do see this kind of expectation among young children. I also think that the research is pretty profound in saying what the cognitive potential is.
Too many kindergartners are performing well below their potential, says Grasmick. The latest survey shows that only 2 of 5 children in Maryland are ready for kindergarten, which begs the question,
ready for what? Is the child ready for the classroom, or is the classroom ready for the child?
Barbara Wasik is senior researcher at the Center for Social Organization of Schools at Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore. She says the research on school readiness is actually pretty murky and not very helpful to parents.
People do feel that kids are not ready for kindergarten given that they don't have certain skills, and I would say put them in kindergarten and teach them skills. That's what school's about. I mean, to be able to learn your colors and your shapes, to be able to recognize your name, to have somebody that's going to read a book to you every day, to develop your language. That's why you should be in kindergarten.
Although Maryland's move to overhaul its kindergarten policies is up for public debate this winter, state officials are determined to make full-day kindergarten mandatory, to screen children more carefully, and make sure that kids start school no younger than 5. The next enormous task will be to raise the quality and quantity of preschool programs in every community, rich and poor, throughout the state. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Baltimore.